Welcome to Low Standards and Pours, Sunday, February 7th, 4:32. Bill's late. Bill's calling in. He's our host tonight. I wonder what he's going to have to say tonight. Welcome, El Carpe.
What, I'm going to have something important to say? You're kidding, right?
No, not at all. Hold on.
Yeah, fade that out.
I just did.
That's perfect. Ah,
how did it sound? Good?
Could hardly tell. Yeah, that was a beautiful fade out.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's people that probably just listen to us just for the beginning part so they can hear you fade it out so professionally.
Yeah, well, it's that the $5,000 I spent on the mixing board.
Well, that and, you know, the 32 years you spent as a DJ.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Can you tell?
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for stopping by here.
Yeah,
thanks. Whatever radio station that we don't think we have.
Another show at 5:30.
Yeah.
Tip your waiter and waitresses.
Sure.
So what do you got going on?
I had a list of stuff.
I had to do some deliveries or some pickups today.
Yeah, picking up a kid.
Yeah.
You know.
Hopefully it is yours.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of the extra ones. I had, I had to get up is really early today, about 12:15 in the afternoon. Because it is Sunday and it's stupid bowel Sunday.
Yeah.
And I figured I'd want to, relax plenty because, you know.
You going to watch it?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch it. All There's right. commercials, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, I guess
so,
you're right.
I don't even know if I told you anything about what we're doing today. Otherwise, you might have actually been prepared, and God knows we don't do that very well.
No, I don't think I'm prepared for anything other than a couple of bands that I want to talk about briefly.
Okay, good. Yeah,
go ahead.
I have some of that too. So we have adjusted the disclaimer a little bit. I've had some discussions with Jameson Walker and those two guys in the box seat from the Muppets who always have smart things to say.
Oh yeah.
So Jameson Walker and those other two guys. It has come to our attention that some of you listeners, yes, both of you, have come to believe that these two presenters have, on occasion, come up with reasonable, coherent thoughts. Let's dispel that misnomer immediately. They are morons. Pay no attention to the men behind the curtain. This show is for fun only, and anything they say was not researched and should be fact-checked by smarter people. That said, the law offices of whoever those guys are take no responsibility for any statements made on this show, and should you be offended by any of their statements, you are a sad, sad individual and need professional counseling. Wow.
That's Statler and Waldorf.
Statler and Waldorf, thank you. I'll make those adjustments now. Walker, Jameson.
Cantankerous opinions and shared
penchants.
Well, A&T, but whatever, for heckling.
Right. So that's the law offices of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right.
Because, you know, that's how that goes. And I have a different disclaimer from the guys for the end of the show. Probably as professional, if not even more important than the
lovely
one we did now. Yeah. So that said, y'all have turned up to listen to a bit of a show that was unprofessional and quite frankly, a bit of a train wreck. And of course, over the course of a year, because we're now on season 2, episode 1, over the course of the past year, we've worked out some of the kinks and set this up to be a complete train wreck. We don't do it half-ass anymore. This is not just some half-ass train wreck. We are a complete and utter train wreck.
Do you even watch the Super Bowl anymore? Or do you watch the NFL, I should say? I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at what I wrote. And you do watch the NFL at all?
No.
No, either
one. Care less.
Yeah, me too. So you're just doing it more for the entertainment purposes of commercials and whatever
yeah,
else.
Yeah. Oh,
happen.
Yeah, it's commercials. And that's what we're going to do today.
Okay.
We're going to go through some commercials through history.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, after we talk about some of our music, because, you know, this is a it's a music thing, and we talk about music, and sometimes there's music. And
the only commercial I remember in the NFL for a Super Bowl, and I think it was for Pepsi or Coke. I don't remember. Maybe it was Coke. But and it was really it wasn't anything much, but it took place like in a dark kind of desert looking kind of whatever.
And then on a dark desert highway?
Yeah, something like that.
Cool wind in my hair?
Cool breeze in my hair.
Right,
cool
right.
In my hair. Anyways, and then it's all you hear. I think you – excuse me.
Oxygen, baby.
Yeah, I think you probably should turn it back on.
Somebody gets this. Somebody get that boy some oxygen.
Yeah. So I think what you saw was like a little glimmering light like around this old building. Mm-hmm. And you heard this – and it's all you kept hearing, and I don't know, maybe some people picked up on it right away. I didn't, but you know, I'm not the brightest bulb. And the camera pans around, and I think it was Cindy Crawford, maybe it wasn't, I don't even know. And somebody was trying to put their money in a vending machine to get a Coke. And it was like, for some reason, that one always sticks in my head. Other than that, I don't think I remember any of them.
I remember Pepsi one with Cindy Crawford where, you know,
was confusing too.
Pulled up in the red Ferrari thing.
Yeah.
And stops outside at the country thing and the two boys are looking over the fence.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't even watch the Super Bowl, so I probably haven't seen the Super Bowl in, I don't know, it's been a while.
It doesn't matter. The football game is just this thing that happens in between the commercials.
Yeah, and you know what, on top of it too, this is the other reason. One of the big reasons I don't watch it. Well, yeah, it's what they do like before and for halftime and all that. And they got what's her face, the porn star, coming out pregame.
I don't know. Don't care.
Miley Cyrus.
Whatever.
Well, help me out here.
I don't know. I'm not paying attention to this.
Yeah. So they got Miley Cyrus.
Do you think I actually care what happens during the Super Bowl?
Half naked. I mean, can you tell me? It was somebody else too. It wasn't one of those actresses out there. And they always show up with, like, their boob hanging out or their crotch sticking out or something, like Britney Spears did when she – or no, it was Paris Hilton when she got out of the car and her crotch was showing. Remember that?
Right, right. That? Whatever. I heard.
But why – I mean, is it just publicity or they think – I mean, nobody's ever seen a crotch before? I don't know.
Don't know. Don't care.
Yeah.
These are people whose lives mean nothing to me.
Yeah. I know, but you're supporting them by watching them.
Am I though? Am I really? Am I really supporting them by watching the stupid bowl?
Yeah, you're giving the media company ratings.
Whatever.
Anyways, you know, so what else? What else you got?
A million people, and I spend 4 seconds watching stupid people. so what else do I got? I got some music.
Do you really?
Yeah, I actually have some queued up stuff.
Well, since you're the host, I'll go first. I got two that are similar. First. Right. Two that are very similar.
Good.
You'll probably never guess who they are if I said it. Even if it was your birthday, you might – I don't know. Maybe not.
You said birthday. So
yeah.
Two bands pop into my mind. The Beatles, because they did that, you know, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
And then the other one is the band that Bjork did.
Yeah.
That really droning, beautiful – voice that's, birthday.
Yeah. That's who I'm talking about.
Really?
The Sugar Cubes. Yeah.
Sugar Cubes. Yes. I love the Sugar Cubes. I got a couple of their things. I couldn't think of the name. Yeah.
I think it's, you know, unfortunate. And maybe it's just she's not that popular here in the States.
Or she's just weird.
She is.
She's too eclectic. Too weird.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I appreciate that. It's why I appreciate Tom Waits. And everybody's like,
Yeah,
I always mention Tom Waits, but
I know you do.
He just does it his own way. You know, and
Low Standards and Poor's Tom Waits show.
Yeah. Somebody we were talking about country music and all that. And I'm just like, it's just like I think it's even worse. Because it's more widely accepted, but country music's just gotten so washed out. I mean, it's not even country music, it's pop music with a country like
with a twang to it. Yeah, it's enough about that. Tell me more about the Sugar Cubes. Why are they your choice this week?
Well, you know, I was like you said, we're trying to pick some albums, if not artists to review and kind of go over why we like them or why somebody should listen to them. You know, I guess I'm going for originality on this one. I don't think Bjork or Sugar Cubes get that much airplay, hardly at all today, if not any. And also the other band that I'm going to mention that shares the same origin from where they started, same country, I saw in concert, but again, they don't get any airplay, but they do show up in some movies. I think they were on, I don't remember it, but, I'll have to look it up. But the other band that I'm talking about is Sigur Rós.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you know any about Sigur Rós at all.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Oh, before you go to Sigur Rós,
yeah,
I just found me some cubes.
Oh, yeah.
It's Regina. One of their semi-popular songs. It's not the birthday one.
Do you know what her first band name was? Spit and Snot.
That was the name of her first band?
Yeah, yeah. It's like Choking. Remember Choking Puke on Smokey and the Bandit?
Yes.
We're going to stop. We're going to pull over at the Choking Puke and get a hamburger or something like that. Or take.
Here's the part that I like.
Do off the lily.
I picked this song right here. Good voice.
Phenomenal voice. Could you imagine seeing them in concert? Small venue?
I'd enjoy them. Yeah. This is one I'd go see.
I don't know if she does any touring anymore. I don't know if she does or not. She put out an album in 2017. It's not too long ago.
I don't listen to her much anymore. And honestly...
she's a little much. In fact, Rolling Stone rates are one of the top 100 greatest singers.
Hey, Gypsy King, thanks for stopping by. We don't talk like that far, but thanks for saying what's up.
Yo, what's up? What's up? And then Sigur Rós.
So tell me about Sigur Rós.
I think the name of the band, or the meaning of the band is, I believe it's Victory Rose. They named it after the frontman's sister or something like that. But they sing in Icelandic. The lead singer plays with a bow on his guitar, which I thought was kind of cool. I've seen them, phenomenal. They sound, they've been known to record like in empty pools. Like they'll go into a pool with no water, and then for some reason the acoustics, they were picking up acoustics in a certain way.
You
maybe
you've
read that before. You know, they've been known to collaborate with Radiohead and all that, but you know, it's kind of like drinking that funky beer from, like, you know, I don't know, who knows, Hong Kong, that you're just really not sure about.
Right.
You know, you gotta taste, you gotta listen to it, you gotta kind of open your mind. But like I said, it's all sung in Icelandic. They're phenomenal in concert.
So good show.
I don't know
what you're saying.
It's a great show. Yeah, you just gotta go with an open mind and kind of, you know, kick back and relax and. You putting some on there?
I got a little. This is from 2009, or at least it's untitled. This is Vaka is the name of it. So there's a lot of untitled stuff. This may be just an instrumental album. Let's see. What are you saying there?
Go to TAK. Is there any
TAK full album?
TAKK.
Yeah, I got it. What's the one you like on it?
Yeah, maybe just jump over to that one and go to
that one, yeah.
I can't even pronounce these, so you have to go to the second one. It's called Glowing Soul is the English translation.
Hippola?
That's the third one. You could try Hippola. Hopping into Puddles. That one's kind of upbeat.
Oh, I like upbeat. That sounds fun. And this is YouTube, so it's not really in order of how it really is. But so this is Sigur Rós. This is from a album came out in maybe 2005.
Yeah, 2005.
Can you hear it in the background a little?
I can hear it. Yeah, sounds good.
A little piano-ish.
Yeah.
It seems pretty interesting. It's got something to it.
Yeah, they work with a lot of different instruments, odd instruments.
You're saying he plays his guitar with a
bow, the bass, yeah, bass bow.
Like an old classic bass bow?
Or, yeah, I think it's a bass bow or cello bow or something. Yeah, what, I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So these guys really have a different flavor.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of more of their happy kind of. They get into some kind of darker, real kind of harder stuff.
Some real droning on type things?
Yeah, yeah. Which
is, that's weird because I picked, we'll go to my picks in a little bit, but I picked something that will play up on this. So go on, tell me.
Yeah.
Droning stuff? Tell me about
that. You just have to honestly, every album's, I don't have all their albums, but a lot of their albums are different, and then their live stuff is phenomenal. The live stuff really picks up a lot better than their studio recorded stuff.
Okay.
Their live stuff is more dynamic. You know, you're going to pick up on those instruments a lot more and how they complement each other. But Metallica had a lot of great things to say about them.
Okay.
They've been used in, like I said, some movies. I'm just kind of drawing a blank. It's one
of their songs are very short.
No, most of them are pretty long.
Yeah. This is scrolling through. They're like 8, 7, 10 minutes long.
Yeah, this is stuff that you kind of kick back to, you know, if you're, I don't know.
Drop the needle and let it run on. Just background music while you're vacuuming.
Yeah, pour yourself some scotch or bourbon or something. And
No, you don't want to listen to this on bourbon.
No. Wine? Red wine, maybe?
Maybe a light Chianti?
Yeah.
I don't even know what a Chianti is. Fava beans and rice?
Yeah. So you kind of get the idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's so we kicked out both ears right at the same time.
Yeah, and they kind of complement each other. So that's why I kind of did it.
I see how that works. Well, that now makes me want to go because I had picked my two in order.
I had to switch your order.
I'm gonna just go how I wanted to do it. So there's this band that you've heard of. I'm going to get rid of this. There's this band that you've heard of, and you'll recognize this song in the first two notes. But it's, again, one of those where I fell in love with the band before they got popular.
Dave Matthews.
I'm old and I'm stupid. But this is one. Well, here, let's just do this. You know this one.
Yeah.
So that's The Cure. And that's Boys Don't Cry.
Right. I can't believe how long they've been around.
Yeah.
They've been around forever.
And that is from, this one's from Three Imaginary Boys, which is the, I don't know, it was like the European release. And there was an American release that is right after Three Imaginary Boys. And I can't remember what it's the one that made them famous in the States.
Yeah, but that's an early album, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 82, 83.
Yeah.
Probably think 80. It could even be 80. Well, I don't know. I'm not even looking at it. But that's not why I wanted to pull this up, because in 1980, they had an album called 17 Seconds, which is one that has a couple of songs on it that you'd recognize. A Forest.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones.
At Night is the name of one of the songs. And then, of course, the title track, 17 Seconds.
Yeah, can I say something?
Yeah, yeah.
I never really understood. I mean, I never really took the time to listen to the lyrics of Fascination Street until I did one day and realized, I mean, it's pretty dark.
Oh, yeah. Well, Robert Smith is dark.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a tortured soul, but that makes his music that much more interesting.
Sure.
And, you know, the guys that he's got playing. So, no, 17 Seconds is one of those albums for me when I first got it was Drop the Needle and Let It Play.
Right.
The whole thing. And honestly, the follow-up album to 17 Seconds was Faith, and that was 1981, and that's the same way. And Faith had Primary on it, which is, let's see, where's that one? You might recognize this song. Let's see if I can do this. Which one is this? This could be Faith. It doesn't matter. But the bottom line is there's a lot of good stuff on earlier Cure. You know, because Ant-Man, the first Ant-Man movie, I think it was, yeah, had some Disintegration, Fascination Street on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really funny how they used it, but, you know, that's not the Cure that I love. I mean, it's a good song, it's interesting, you know, and they've got, like, 8-9 good albums,
right?
And a couple of crappy ones, but so you hear that in the background?
Yeah.
This is from Faith. I believe this should be Primary. Or
how are you? Doing your music, how are you? What are you doing? Is it a speaker that you're putting up next to your? How are you doing that? Because it sounds pretty clear.
Well, good. I'm glad it's pretty clear because this is really low tech. This is me talking to you with my little stupid microphone through my headphones, right? And I'm sitting at the computer and I'm playing YouTube through the speakers of the computer.
Oh.
Just the cheap-ass desktop speakers.
Yeah.
So, and if that sounds pretty, you know, I mean, I move them a little closer so we can get it clear, but I dig it. So that was that's actually Other Voices.
This gotcha.
That was the Cure, Other Voices from Faith, and this is the one that you probably do recognize as I've heard this song before, and this is Primary. This is the one I was talking about from Faith. But Faith is another CD that I could just put on and play. And if you're really in the mood, you put on 3 Cure CDs, 17 Seconds, Faith, and Pornography.
Right.
And you let it play. And actually, there was a fourth one that I have, because I've got just about everything The Cure did that was worth anything.
Yeah.
There's the, with, it might be 17, it's not 17 Seconds. I don't know. I can't remember. Their first 4 albums just are stellar. And then they started getting popular and making semi-poppy songs, which were fun, you know, like Boys Don't Cry. And what's the one from – now that you got me thinking about it,
I'm trying to remember the bands that came before The Cure, like started the punk revolution. It must have been Clapton and Sex Pistols.
Oh, Head on the Door, the full album of Head on the Door.
Oh.
That's the one that came out like in 86 or 85 or something like that. And that one had the really famous one, that Close to Me.
Yeah.
That's the one that everybody knows. This one here. I think Let's Go to Bed is on this one too. 6 Different Ways.
This is probably one of the ones I remember the most.
Yeah. No, Let's Go to Bed is on a different album, but this is when they started getting popular and did a couple of things for, I think there was at least one or two of their songs that ended up being on a what's his name movie, John Hughes movie, right? Any number of John Hughes movies used The Cure at some point.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, because it's you throw Echo and the Bunnymen on a Breakfast Club, you're going to have The Cure somewhere.
I'm trying to think, and I don't remember.
I know there was. There's a number of them. I can't remember what they were. I think Push.
Love Kids. Yeah, I mean.
Push is one of them, I think, that they put on like as a background, not even for, might not have even been whatever titled or credited or whatever. So that's The Cure. And I really dig The Cure. And like I said, I'm a bigger fan of their older stuff before they got famous. And I'm that way. I'm a little bit of a bitch that way when it comes to some of these bands. Really like the stuff that was there before they became famous. They were really telling stories.
Yeah,
the music was a little bit more raw, and it was a little less polished, and it said something. And that's right. What I like. That's why I like going to the local live bands.
Yeah,
because it's raw, unpolished, and you can see the little nuggets of good stuff coming out. So
the little nuggets of good stuff.
Little nuggets of good stuff. You like that one?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I might have to use that again. speaking of little nuggets of good stuff.
Yeah, what do you got?
I may have mentioned this band to you before, but I was going through and I'm like, well, I got to. Then this is the one that made me think I should have said these people next because of your Icelandic stuff. This is a Russian band. And I've played stuff from them to you before. And I don't know if we talked about them or not on this show or not.
Can't be Rammstein.
No, it's Messerchup. Messer.
Oh, yeah.
Messerchups, Messerchups. And they do. This is how I fell in love with them. They're live. They're fun. It is. It's what would you call it? Surfabilly.
Yeah.
It's like rockabilly, but surf music.
Yeah, it's got the surf.
Surfy, surfabilly. There's something to it. And this is the one. This is the crossover that made me go, wow, if these guys can do this song this good, I wonder what else they have. And then I started to listen. I spent like 8 hours in a row of just videos of them playing live stuff.
Yeah.
And it's this song here. It's three people, guitar, bass, drums. But listen to his guitar. Does this sound good?
I can hear it. Yeah.
They play the Monkees theme, or Munsters theme.
I like that. I like it a lot.
It's just fun.
Kind of gets you going, you know?
Yeah. You can't be sitting still listening to this.
I got to write that down.
Yeah.
It's the Messerchups?
Messerchups. Messerchups. Messerchups.
Oh, okay.
And you, the lead singer, Chicky, is stunning.
Smoking?
She's got a beautiful voice when she sings, which is rarely.
Right.
And she does some really odd stuff. And they're weird. But she's also physically beautiful. Just a stunning, tall drink of water, pretty Russian lady.
And right.
Talented bass player. So that's that one. But this other one, which I thought was great, which is, they do some remakes, but most of their stuff is originals. But here is a remake that I need you to hear, and you're going to go, really? They redid this? And you're going to go, I can't believe it. Just listen, give it a listen here. Wait for the guitar. Does that sound like something from the 80s?
Yeah, I'm looking up the stuff on like Wikipedia and all that, and they're saying, like, I see some of the descriptions on Messerchups and dance electronic. This is more like rockabilly, ska.
Yeah.
Like surf, California surf.
Yeah, I look at it more as surfabilly type.
Yeah.
It's really, but it's got just a funness to it.
Yeah. Sure.
This is them redoing Herbie Hancock's Rocket.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You should play that. That put Herbie Hancock. That put electronic music on the map.
Herbie's talented.
He is.
But did you hear the guitar going der, der, der?
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it.
Oh, here
I never guessed in a million years that it was a Russian band.
Yeah. Horns to it too. Just creative and silly.
It reminds me of Pulp Fiction, that really bad scene.
Yes. I was thinking more of Kill Bill with the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see the Kill Bills, but.
But the music to the Kill Bill.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good stuff. And the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9s are a fun one, too. I'm not going to go there because I'm still on my Messer Chups. I want to play one more and throw at you here. That was a good fade out. You like that? So this
yeah,
one is
good.
This one is more of a original, I think. But it has, like, it's got all that. Like, it could be for a James Bond film or something.
Right.
You hear that okay?
Yeah.
It's
got that kind of sci-fi kind of whatever, like almost like a...
Like a late 50s background music to a bad B-movie.
I was just going to say like a bad B-movie, yeah.
Yeah. But it's just fun.
I like it. How many songs are on the album? Are they all similar?
They've got like 6 or 8 albums.
Huh.
They've been together for like 15 years.
Yeah, I saw they're back from 1998.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Twilight Zone on speed, exactly. Someone actually gets it. But isn't it fun though? Thanks, Sir Minty. That's good. That's a good way to look at it. This one's called Magneto. Messer Chups, MESSERCHUPS. Give them a lot of likes. This is just a talented bunch. I love this music.
Apparently
I could listen to this
do.
For hours. And I have. So that's that.
Well, those are kind of two different bands from opposite poles.
And that's where I'm trying to do where I can, you know, because I have an eclectic taste anyway. But
yeah.
I'm trying to do a little throwback and a little throw out or throw up or whatever you want to call this. But
right.
Just something that's unique and different. You know, pull back the old stuff from years and years ago so you can appreciate the old stuff, but then throw out something that's just completely goofy like this. And this is, again, I could listen to these guys for hours.
Cerny by Katie Rann. Go to Katie Rann.
All right, hang on. Am I looking this up?
Katie Rann?
Katie Rann.
K-A-T-I.
I see it. We're going to give this a shot. We're just going to be, what are we doing? Katie Rann.
Yeah.
Cerny? Cerny?
Yeah, S-U-U-R-N-I.
Cerny. I see it.
Cerny.
Let's see what we got here. And Messer Chups just ended. So we'll pause that. All right, Katie, what do you got for me here? This is completely unscripted and unprofessional and actually sounds pretty interesting. What do we got here? Is this ooh. Yeah, this is right up my alley. Crazy weird. I like it.
Yeah.
She's not speaking our language. And I'm okay with it.
No, is it like
this is a video, so I can't see what they're playing. But I hear, obviously the vocals, but I hear unique type drums.
Finish.
Yeah, it's got a, like an ethnic type drum.
Yeah, Finnish folk music. The lyrics are being the biggest wolf in the forest.
I'm guessing it's
that's good stuff.
Nordic type drum, and there's some kind of. It's not a bagpipe, but it's like that kind of that in the background. There's an instrument that can make that noise. That's a winded type thing, and I can't think of
like an oboe
or something like that. Some really deep. It's just interesting. Oh, she's kind of pretty.
You know, it kind of reminds me of a little bit, and I hate to say it, but the music itself reminds me a little bit of Dead Can Dance.
So
not like not the lead singer, but
right, no,
that
it's
beat
a little
kind of
It's almost like a Dead Can Dance meets Kate Bush.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
If we're going to go with famous things, because I like the non-famous. This is...
Yeah, Sarmenti says, wait for it to kick in.
Okay, I'm waiting. Because, I mean, it's so far, it's got my attention. I'm digging it. You know, the video is nothing spectacular, as videos go, but it's at least visually interesting. But the... I like this. It's kind of something. I have to write this down now. Damn it. Make me think.
Let me write it down for you.
What? I don't own a pen. Finnish folk music. Okay, did you already just read that? Yeah. I'm waiting. It's a 6-minute song. It's pretty good. We're almost 3 minutes in. Taking it. Katie
Ran. My mom's Finnish. Does that count for anything?
All right. Yeah, that counts for everything. If your mom's Finnish, that means she's done. Don't laugh at him. Don't encourage him. Are you Finnish with the broom? Yes. If your last name's Dunn.
Beavers.
So I'm done with the broom and I'm Finnish? I'm Finnish. It's a bad joke. You had to be there like 22 years ago. I do like this. I'm still waiting for it to kick in.
Maybe that's it right there.
That's something. Yeah, no, this is nice. And this, again, this is what we're doing, right? This is what we wanted to do this for, is to find ourselves, finding stuff that we've never heard before and appreciating the stuff we have.
The horse never got out of the gate.
What horse? We had a horse?
Exactly.
I mean, we barely started the show, and the next thing you know, we're looking up something completely new.
I'll have to write that down.
I'm liking this one. What, the horse barely got out of the gate?
Yeah. I got the Messer Cups, and now I got Katie Ran. Like Cat Devers.
Yeah, this is something I'm going to be looking up. I'm going to be listening to this all week, I'm sure, at work.
Yeah.
Because, you know me, I just throw the headphones on and just start playing with the computer. This is interesting stuff. So thanks for that. That was a good tidbit. And Sarmenti, is that that's a new person for us?
Yes.
Well, welcome. Thanks for stopping by. We're crazy, we're wild, we're weird, and we're...
Oh, you've got time. We're not going anywhere.
Not anything, yeah.
We've got 21 minutes.
Really? You got 21 more minutes of stuff? Oh, yeah, actually. No, I do, because I'm the host.
Yeah,
you got
something with a Super Bowl, don't you?
Yeah, I was going to go into Stupid Bowl commercials.
Oh, gosh.
Junky-ass commercials.
Did you have to look these up, or do you remember these things?
Well, some of them I remembered. And then I just pulled up one of those, top 10 list things and said, oh, yeah, I remember that one. And then, so here's what I'm going to do. No, that was, that Katie Ron is nice. And she's got the little oolap over her A for the.
Yeah.
So I believe it's pronounced Ron.
Is it the, what do you call it?
It's the oolat.
A gula, what?
No, the oolat is the two oolat. Dots.
Oh.
That's
like
two
Husker
dots.
Du?
Yeah, Husker Du is the oolat.
Husker Du? Husker Du.
Kulats? No, oolats. So,
kulats. Kulats, isn't that like short pants for women? Isn't
sure.
Kulat?
If you think so. I'm something happy like to let you believe that. it went back to Messer Chups for something else and it freaked me out here. I was gonna go to, here's a good one we'll put in the background. Chupacabra twist. This is my Messer Chups again, and it's just a silly music. So anyways,
Well, let's get on the Super Bowl.
Let's get into the Super Bowl thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to give you anything other than the words of what the commercial is. And these aren't all Super Bowl commercials. Some of these are just world famous commercials.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to go, oh, yeah, this is, you know, so that way at least I can have you participate.
Yeah, thank you.
So I'm going to say, let's say, here's an easy one.
All right. Easy for you.
I am stuck on something because something is stuck on me.
I'm stuck on you.
You already got the sound of it, right? You got the song.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got the song right, but you just got to get the product right.
I have no idea.
I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid's stuck on me.
Oh, yeah, the Band-Aids.
Yeah, stupid Band-Aids.
Yeah, Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, I remember it now. Okay, well, wait.
Go ahead.
You want to play one more from Sarmenti, or you want to – well, we'll put it on hold. Let's go finish the commercials, and we'll go play back. We'll play Sarmenti's Takuni by – I can't even pronounce it. Ivor.
Oh, that's it's a different band.
Itokuni by Ivor.
I got it right here. So we'll hold on to that for a minute. Oh, wow. Ivor. Yeah, Ivor has the zero with O with the line through it.
Oh.
Yeah. This is definitely your fun stuff. Yeah, 6 million views. I'm guessing these people are pretty
popular. Yeah, pretty popular.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
What's up, J-Lo?
J-Lo, thanks for stopping by. All
right. Where are you from, Sarmenti?
Yeah, I'm actually curious now because
of Florida.
Well, because Florida's got such a large, large Finnish population.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny as Michigan does. Upper Peninsula.
Oh, yeah. Well, Michigan and Minnesota and all that stuff. It's like everybody just – they, like, left Finland and decided to stay in the same latitude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This weather's just like home. Let's stay here. Like, don't you want to go someplace warmer? Oh, man. Sheesh. Mm-hmm. So
– excuse me.
Yeah, God bless you.
Thank you.
Let's see if I can find my glasses again. We'll go for another one. Let's do this one because this is a world famous one you should know.
If anybody wants to chime in here and write in what it is.
Yeah.
Feel free
to help you out.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarmenti. We'll come back to that in a minute. I'm digging on the music thing, but we're gonna do some other goofy stuff just for a minute, just to mess with Eric.
Shamanic pagan music.
Yeah, shaman, pagan music. So this is, I'm going to read this one as horribly as possible because if I do it right, you're going to go, oh, yeah.
Let me at least get one.
Give me a break.
Give me a break. Kick that bar.
Break me up, piece of that shit in your hand. There you go. Thank you, Sarmenti. I feel like chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight. I feel like chicken tonight.
Is it like a seasoning? Like
what do you think they're selling?
Chicken?
Not chicken.
I feel like chicken tonight. Seasoning for chicken.
It's the
chicken.
I feel like 1993 commercial
KFC?
For Ragu.
Ragu?
Yeah. They were trying some different
shake and bake. Tyson.
You would think it was shake and bake, but
yeah,
that would be close. And thanks for trying Tyson too, but that's not quite it.
Ragu? We're talking about chicken and ragu.
Well, because, you know, you bake it with the ragu shit on it.
Yeah, whatever. I never liked chicken that way.
So here's one for you. I'm a big kid. Look what I can do. Blah, blah, blah. I'm a big kid now.
I'm a big kid now.
Oh, close. Pull-ups was close. Toys R Us is not it. 1, 2, 3, not it.
Pull-ups? What's pull-ups?
Huggies, baby.
Oh, shit.
There you go. Yep.
Huggies.
Sarmenti's got it. That's right. You're going to be like part of the club.
I never had any kids.
Oh, well, yeah, that's part of your problem. You know, we got to get Sermenti on the into the club.
Yeah, pour me another, brother.
Pour me another, brother.
I didn't sleep at all last night, so I apologize. I'm a little flat.
And that's different.
I'm drinking coffee. Yeah, I don't know. I was just up all last night for the most part. I don't know what happened.
I was up late last night, too.
Yeah, I was up to like 2 or 3 wide awake, and I think I fell asleep for maybe an hour or two and got back up.
I was so like anxious about our show and so worried about it, you know.
I want to make sure this is a good one.
Right, right, yeah, because it's stupid bowel.
Yeah,
so
got to get to 2,000 downloads.
Right, here, are we even close?
Do we have more than close to 1,300?
We got like 3 people actually paying attention to us today, which is
– Well, this is the thing that we have to think about.
Okay.
My buddy – okay, so everybody out there, if you guys like bourbon and like maybe going out and doing like fly fishing, hunting and stuff, I got a buddy that's a frontliner. He's a fireman here in Michigan that's got a podcast, Rack House Ramblings. Take a listen. He does a great job.
Oh, yeah,
this is what I'm –
professional.
Yeah, he's actually got an agenda and some good information. But,
and he actually sounds like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's got like 1,200 downloads, but he's got half the amount of podcasts. So he's got 30 podcasts. He's got almost like 1,200 or 1,300 downloads. So whatever.
Well,
he got lucky.
No, he's just smarter than us. And that's
apparently.
How it.
He is a little more professional. But
yeah, but you have you met us? I mean, come on. It's us.
We're more amusing than
Sheesh.
He is.
So back
don't
to
have
the
much
jingle.
To say, but
back to the jingles, Jangle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you this one, and you have to tell me what they're selling.
All right, make it a tough one.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow.
Yeah, the cat food. The hell that cat food?
Go ahead and guess the name of the cat food.
Oh, Meow Mix. How do you guys fucking know this shit? Like, I can't. My brain doesn't process Meow Mix.
Well, you're,
I can see the commercial, but.
So, look, the best part of waking up. Is
Folgers
shit,
in your cup.
It's this shit in your cup, right? Okay, yeah. So you got that one.
I got that. That's easy.
Yeah. How about this one?
Meow, 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 meow. What?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Isn't that Jeopardy?
No.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Looking.
Are you looking it up? Are you trying to look it up?
No. I got to get in my head. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's not like I haven't heard it.
It's the stupid McDonald's jingle.
Is it? So, oh yeah, I guess it is, isn't it? Ba-da-ba-ba. Well, I was waiting for.
I was doing it.
I was waiting for
Sarmenti
to put it down so I could yell it out real quick.
Right. Yeah. That's just what you need. So apparently, this is supposedly one of the catchiest jingles.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what comes. Nothing gets you staying fresh, staying cool. Fresh goes better. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, I tried to, not give it away as much.
Is that fresh mint gum?
You're close. It's the little one
Chewables?
That they pop out and throw at people.
Yeah.
Not fresh mint. Yep,
oh, Mentos?
There it is. Mentos.
Oh.
It's the Mentos shit. All right, so you guys got that one. Icy cool flavor, icy cool breath. That's not the Mentos one. That's a new one.
Yeah, it's the ice, the little thing that comes in around.
That's
icebreakers, yeah.
Apparently, God. It's supposed to be that or Big Red or something, Winter Fresh Gum or something.
Oh, Dentine?
Yeah. No, this is the one everyone's supposed
icebreakers.
To know. Is double your pleasure.
Double mint?
Yes. Thank you.
I got two salad
I had to
ones.
Give you one, yeah. I had to give a couple.
Give me the easy ones.
Yeah. So here's where the difficult ones come in. Let's see, and some of these are now into the actual stupid bowel commercials, and one we've already talked about, but the two kids by the fence going, is that a great new Pepsi can or what?
I have no idea.
That's the 1986 Cindy Crawford commercial. She gets out, she gets the can out of the dispenser thing and chugs the can of Pepsi, and she's dressed in like, you know, white t-shirt, red pants and shorts or something like that, and just looking all hot and what have you. And the next thing you know, the two kids are like, oh, is that a cool new Pepsi can or what? Like, they don't even notice the hot chick.
Right, right.
Because, you know, they're kids. Funny. And they're not supposed to notice the hot chick.
Funny stuff.
Yeah. Dude, you're playing like Betty White out there.
Who?
That's one of the commercials.
You're playing like Betty White?
That's not what your girlfriend said. You're not yourself when you're hungry. There you go. J-Lo, Snickers. Got it. They got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of these are actually for you anymore, Eric. These are
no, all for I'm just kind of following along.
All right, so through the window, off the wall, nothing but net. And again, this is an old one. And you got to be honest. It's the McDonald's one, but who's in that commercial?
Was it Michael Jordan?
It's yeah, it was Bird and the other guy.
Oh.
Was it Jordan?
Bird and...
Was it Jordan or Magic? No, it was Jordan. It was Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just said, yeah, for make it sound like I knew what you're talking about.
Right, right. You know, apparently, my baloney, it has a first name.
Oscar Mayer?
You got that one. See, I don't mind throwing a little softballs to you once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, those are like underhand pitches.
Right. Hold the pickles. You've
got to tee those things up.
Hold the lettuce. Da 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 da. You know the rest.
I'm waiting for J-Lo or Sarmenti McDonald's.
Is it Burger King? Is it? Special
oh, is it Burger King?
Upset us?
Oh.
It's one of the other two. I don't even know.
I gotcha.
I haven't eaten fast food in forever, so I wouldn't know the difference.
I try not. I had Subway today.
Well, Subway to me is not fast food. It's barely food.
I try to stay away from the burger joints.
So you had the tuna?
No, I just had the ham and cheese.
Okay.
But I haven't got all the bread out, and I only have them put like two pieces of ham down. But the bread's horrible for you. You say the bread's like one like element.
Microwave away from like, 400 pounds
from rubber or something, or I don't know.
One molecule away from being rubber.
I used to eat the tuna at Subway. Like, forget it.
Yeah, I don't. It's tuna substitute. I mean, the meat there is barely meat.
It's all turkey based.
Hey, Mahan, thanks for stopping by. So here's another one for you. If you can guess this one, I'll be really impressed. If you can get the what they're advertising for or even just guess what the commercial is and what happened in the commercial. And since Terry joined us, office productivity has gone up 46%.
Hmm.
Think about that one. And I'll even say it's Terry Tate. Terry Tate. That's the actual character's name in the commercial. Terry Tate, office linebacker. Nothing? You actually have to watch the Stupid Bowls for that, because it was this fictional character who was a football player dressed in football gear in the office, and if you weren't doing your work, he'd tackle you.
I don't know.
And so it was the, you know, and since Terry has joined us, office productivity has gone up 46%. Office injuries have gone up 102%. That's supposed to be, so that's about the end of that. That's all I had. I just figured we'd try to do a little fun something, being silly.
You remember Wendy's, the Where's the Beef commercials?
Yes, I do.
I went, there was one that, there was a couple of them. There was one where they had two young kids, I think, or a young kid and an older person down at in the corners of the TV, which essentially would have been they've been standing at the counter.
Right.
And one of them says, "Where's the beef?" or whatever. I used to go to school with that kid in Livonia. Okay. Yeah. And then remember the hi-fi place, it was on Schoolcraft, old hi-fi place, you had stereos and all that. It was right at Schoolcraft in Levan. They used to advertise for it all the time. And there was that one commercial where there's that older lady and she's standing by the washing machine.
It starts with an H, right?
Yeah.
It starts with an H. I can't think.
God, that was his mom. That was his mom that did that.
No shit.
Yeah. And I'm friends with him on Facebook. But
you're almost famous friends.
Yeah. Yeah. They were in commercials. But
that's great.
Like, how many watts per channel, baby kicks? That one? People don't say Walters. Not Walters. No, but anyways, you get it.
Like Hydro or somebody. Yeah. It's like a guy's name. Mickey Shore, not Mickey Shore.
Yeah, I'll give it a second. The Budweiser commercials. Those were pretty good. The frogs.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty good, too.
I like those.
Yeah.
Oh, we're almost getting too sporty right now. Let's go back to the music. Oh, this is interesting. She got a painted face. I'm looking at that Ivar. I got iTukini playing on here.
Yeah, I was just going to remind you that.
Right at all, but this is another. She's got some interesting voice. You hear that?
Yeah.
Not very Englishy.
No.
Very Icelandic.
It's almost got like a Middle Eastern kind of sound to it.
Well, you know, and it's funny.
Oh,
that
Highland Appliance.
Highland Appliance. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love that place.
Yeah.
You should buy everything there.
They're I mean, 50 now, watts per channel, baby cakes.
Baby cakes. I do remember that now. Yeah, Highland Appliance. So you'll get a kick out of these people, too. I'm going to have to write this one down because this is another good one. Evior iTukini or whatever the heck it's called. I'll write it down and email it to you.
Yeah, sounds good.
This is a good one. There's something to it, you know.
Well, yeah, it's something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, and that's again, like we've said, is we want to take our show into the unnormal.
You know, this is a good way of picking up some leads on some new tunes, you know?
Exactly. And this is why we're doing the show is because, you know, not only do we want to brag about the crap that we do like.
Yeah.
Get people to listen to some of this stuff that we do like and older things and newer things and weird things. But, you know, this is the beauty of it. Somebody says, oh, well, what about this one? And you give it a listen. It's like, holy crap, that's actually pretty sweet. Or, hey, that sucks balls, but hey, thanks for trying.
Yeah, hey, Sarmenti, you ever come up for the Electronic Music Festival here in Detroit?
I'm guessing an upbeat jig. Still waiting on the answer for that other one. I'm guessing probably.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's all right. You know,
not everybody has.
The world's a big place, Eric.
It is.
Not everybody's heard of Detroit. I mean, dude, I hardly know what's going on in Detroit.
It looks a lot different, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it's turned into a city that actually cares about itself now, which is nice.
Yeah, I took my mom down there, and she's like, oh, where the hell are we at? Shit, I don't recognize anything.
Well, I told you before my mom passed, we used to go down to Belle Isle all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They're really reworking it.
Well, yeah, they're dumping more money into it. They turned it over to the state.
Since they own it,
they're
doing a lot of, you know, it's a little cosmetics here and there, and they're still like the place where the zoo used to be is still a shithole,
right,
but all around it is nice. And you know, we used to go every Saturday in the afternoon and go for a little spin regardless of the weather.
Really?
And just to cruise around, and it was always interesting. And you know, because of her condition, it was new to her every time.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was nice for me to be able to go, I see they're doing this and they're doing that. It was kind of neat.
Yeah, my mom's starting to, I think, get a little bit of what your mom had.
Well, how old's your mom? 80-something?
She'll be 82 in July. Yeah, she's just not quite remembering the things that she needs to. But we'll talk about that another time. What's up, Evan? What's going on there, buddy? And the other one from Sarmenti, Efirahuri by Omnia.
I'll give it a look, man. I'll find it. I can find anything. I'm
Those little fingers can type fast.
Fira, hurry. Hey. I think this is going to have ourselves some...
There's no nudity on there, is there?
No, there's some pipage.
Pipage? Like
pipage.
Bagpipes?
Better. This is going to be one of those Irish pipes.
That's why you said jig.
Yeah. Irish punk rock is cool. It's got a little something to it. But it's got something to it with the most unique instruments ever. There's a chick with a harp on stage. Yeah. Oh, it's the guy with the little kazoo. That's about a harp.
Well, who's that one girl that plays the violin, Lindsay something? You know what I'm talking about?
No, not yet. Keep talking. This is pretty fun. This song's pretty fun.
Let me see.
A chicky with a violin. There's a lot of those. Yeah. I gotta write this one down too. This is right up my alley. Fira, hurry. H-U-R-I.
Lindsay Sterling.
Oh yeah, she's my cousin. Kidding. I don't know. You hear that in the background?
Yeah. Here, listen to me.
So they've got the, it's the long stick that you blow into. It's not an oboe, but it's like the, almost the Australian, that low. They got one of those on stage too. It's kind of cool. This is interesting.
Here we go.
Yeah. Something to it.
Yeah, it's pretty much all instrumental, but it's really good.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you playing music through your computer is lousy. It really just sounds very tinny and crappy.
What's that?
When you play the music through the computer?
Yeah.
It sounds really tinny and crappy.
Does it?
Yeah, the sound quality is I would rather flush a toilet. Yeah. But that's just me being an ass.
Let me see. No, I appreciate your honesty.
We gotta get you some extra.
What about Dwight? Is that just as bad?
Try that again.
Huh?
I can't hear you. I can barely hear the music.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Fine.
So basically, I'm gonna be in charge of playing music, is what you're saying.
Yeah, as of right now. Yeah, it's crystallized. Sterling.
All right. Thunderstruck by two cellos. Yeah, that's actually really fun. That's a good video. And I've seen a lot of different there's a Thunderstruck that is done by some South American percussion group.
Yeah.
In a performance, in a like a college performance setting. And it's really good. It's like they come out all prim and proper and they start playing this stuff and, you know, very prim and proper. And these kids in the background in the audience go, ah, screw you. And they're all heckling them. And then they just start coming up and start drumming and they start playing Thunderstruck.
Really?
It's just the coolest thing. You know, they got the xylophones and the various different percussion type things. It's just really interesting to watch.
Right.
And it's probably, you know, an 8-year-old, 10-year-old video. But it's just it's fascinating to see, and I love seeing where, even though that one was pre-planned, but I like seeing organic creativity just flow.
Oh, for sure.
I actually saw one on the Buskers thing that I follow. One of these guys was out in Holland, and he was just playing like Johnny B. Goode or something like that. And this guy, this tiny little guy in a wheelchair, comes scooting by, and he pulls out a harmonica and just starts jamming with the guy.
Huh.
Just like, and but I mean, those are the kind of things that just, you know, there's this.
Yeah. Kind of catching a certain way.
Yeah. But music is this thing that is universal. It pulls people together, you know, and those two guys may never see each other again.
Right.
But that 4 minutes that they had making music together, they will never, each of them will never forget, but someone caught it on video. And now there's more people that will see it and go, that was cool.
Right, right. No, and I agree.
And there's just this certain unity that comes from that. And that, you know, if there's one way to solve the world's problems, you do it through music.
I agree.
So that's me getting on my soapbox for the week.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you got going in the background there, Chief?
Oh, you'll find out soon enough.
All right.
It's no Lindsey Stirling.
I know. So that reminds me, since we actually have more than three people, or actually, sorry, more than 2.5 people listening to us, the disclaimer required by the law offices, Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf, require me to say that it is imperative we express clearly that this channel is for entertainment purposes only. All shows are poorly researched and based solely on the misinformed opinions of the hosts. Any semblance of rational thought, factual information, and or coherent concept is purely coincidental. Under no circumstances should any of these ramblings be considered as complete thoughts. Should you find yourself enjoying this program, we hold no responsibility for your high blood pressure, liver disease, and or peanut allergies. Thank you for stopping by. This has been Low Standards and Pours. I'm out of here, brother. I'm tired of you. Hang up on me.
Yeah, let's pick up Wednesday. Hey, thanks, guys.
No, it's
Evan and everybody else, Armente, and whoever's left.
Hey, we got some new tunes out of this one today.
Yeah, J-Lo.
I really like the cut of our jib today. This is pretty
fun. I'm kind of tired. I kind of feel bad. You carried the weight, though. You carried it well.
I think
we're onto something.
Or we're just playing on something.
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever it is, we're there. So join us for Wednesday. We'll be so silly then, too. Eric,
we'll do much of the same on Wednesday. If you guys are available, jump on in. Love to have you.
Go enjoy the stupid bowl.
Yeah.
Great commercials coming your way.
All right. Adios, everybody. Have a good one.
Tired of you.
We'll talk to you guys on Wednesday. See you, Evan.
Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
All right. See you guys.
All right. See ya. Are you done with me?
What?
Are you through with me?
Just about.
Whatever. Just go ahead right there.
What?
You can't.
You done?
But you're just a child. Forget you.
If you got anything good for Wednesday, let me know.
There's nothing good for Wednesday.
No.
You're just go.
All right. See you later. Baby, and I'm gonna go.